Hello, hello, podcasters! This is Tony Lizard once again with another great topic for today, as we are going to be talking about why businesses are very hesitant on having their own podcast. Yeah, I've been talking to some of my friends in the industry, and there's one thing that is very, very common. That is, they know nothing.
Let's find that big idea, you thought moments with Tony Lizard.
That's fresh.
Because for them, a podcast is a podcast is a podcast, and still a podcast. But then again, in today's dynamic digital landscape, podcasts have emerged as a powerful medium for engaging audiences and building brand awareness. However, despite the growing popularity of podcasts, many businesses remain hesitant. This skepticism, honestly, stems from a variety of factors, including number one, perceived cost and complexity. Yeah, launching and maintaining a successful podcast requires a significant investment in time, resources, and expertise. Businesses may be concerned about the upfront cost associated with production and marketing efforts. Additionally, the ongoing process of content creation, editing, and promotion can be daunting, you know. And there's uncertainty in ROI. Yeah, measuring the return on investment from podcasting can be very, very challenging, as the impact on brand awareness, lead generation, and of course, sales may not be immediately apparent on podcasting. So businesses may struggle to justify their investment in making their own podcast, yeah, without clear evidence of its effectiveness. Another thing is the lack of internal expertise. You see, many businesses may not have the in-house expertise in creating an engaging podcast. Yeah, this could be extended in hiring specialized people or outsourcing professionals to do their podcast, thus adding to the overall cost and complexity of this endeavor. Another hurdle is creating the content itself. You know, producing engaging and consistent content on a regular basis can be a challenge for most businesses. Yeah, this requires a dedicated team with the ability to generate fresh ideas, you know, conduct research, and deliver compelling narratives that resonate with the target audience. Another thing is the competitive landscape. With lots of podcasts right now, here and there, they might be thinking that they will just be drowned in the noise. But despite the challenges I said, the potential benefits of podcasting for businesses are very, very undeniable. You see, podcast can be an effective tool for building brand awareness and establishing thought leadership. Podcasts provide a platform for businesses to share their expertise, insights, and perspectives, positioning themselves as the industry leaders and attracting potential customers. Another benefit is engaging with a target audience and fostering relationships. Podcasts allow businesses to connect with their audience on a more personal level, thus building trust and loyalty among potential customers. Okay, it also generates leads and drives sales. You see, podcasts can be used to promote products, services, and special offers, directly influencing purchasing decisions. Another benefit you can get from podcasts is educating and informing consumers. Podcasts can be used to provide valuable information and insights to consumers, establishing a reputation as a trusted resource. But yeah, it's easier said than done. Nevertheless, if you have a set clear goals and objective and you conduct thorough audience research, investing in quality production, and also leveraging on cross-media promotion, especially in social media, email marketing, and website integration. You can actually adapt to this new form of media marketing. Not only it will give you insights, but also you have the ability to understand the listener's engagement and identify the areas for improvement. Yeah, it's a continuous thing to refine the content strategy and adapt to the evolving needs of the audience. So, by addressing the concerns and adopting to a strategic approach, businesses can effectively utilize podcasts to achieve their marketing goals and drive business growth. The potential rewards are very significant as podcasts offer a unique and powerful channel for connecting with audiences, building brand loyalty, and ultimately achieving business success. So there you go. This has been Tony Lizard saying, keep on growing.
You thought moments with Tony Lizard.
Have you ever heard of mouthwash?
You shut up.